for this arts and crafts exhibition, we've selected a few items, some of the nicest pieces from the collection, to put on public display. In the normal scheme of things, our collections are for research and study. Even though they are open to the public, you need to make an appointment to come and see them. But for this particular exhibition, we've chosen a few bits and pieces which sort of really reflect the quality of the items in our collection. We have, for instance, a couple of pieces of early Pilkington's art pottery here. And Pilkington's is, of course, a local firm based at Clifton Junction near Salford. And initially started off as a tile-making company. And very soon discovered that they had some wonderful clay on their grounds to make art pottery, and were one of the first companies to actually employ people to experiment with new forms and glazes. And the first show of their art pottery was in 1904-6, catch me on that, and Manchester School of Art bought a considerable number from the Arts and Crafts Exhibition Society, so we have some of the earliest pots from exhibited pots from the Pilkingtons, from Pilkington's Tile and Pottery Company. And sitting alongside that, we have, of course, the tiles by William De Morgan. And just to show the sort of other end of it, was William De Morgan was a designer working on blanks, and we have Pilkington's, who they threw but also designed at the time. I should also say that Pilkington's, in order to train up their potters, and particularly in surface decoration, sent the workers here to Manchester School of Art to learn the secrets of good design, whatever that might be. But on the other hand, we have this porridge pot here, porridge bowl, I should say, which is, we know very little about this particular maker. All we know that it is Miss Lucas. A number of pieces were bought, and they were bought in somewhere in Italy. And this is sort of quite typical of arts and crafts makers of that time, that you stray from the big names like the De Morgan, the William Morris, to someone who is virtually unknown. It's quite a good maker, but then by the sort of end of the arts and crafts movement, you get a lot of people that maybe not quite so good, but still making in their own way. This vase here has what they call a poppy seed case head, and which means it's got this big ball and then sort of flares out at the top, and it's in a wonderful cobalt blue glass, and infused into that is this very lovely aventurine gilding in stripes, and that's a very sort of dated look. It's a historic glass, but it's actually 19th century, but it's referring back to a much earlier Venetian glass, and that was made by a company called Salviati, who started, like many other companies around the late 19th century, to take on this idea of the arts and crafts movement, that some historic design was better and was an exemplar of very good design. So you have the Whitefriars glass, again, for which MMU is quite well known for having collections of Whitefriars historic glass, of which there is this sort of green tall glass flute behind there. And this green rummer at the back there, you look at that and you instantly can see that being in one of those old Dutch paintings, or, you know, some big fat German gentleman slamming his beer mug down on the table there. Another important aspect of the collections is the books, which were inherited from the art school library. And some of these include Cam Scott Press books, but we also have some very important examples of things like bookbinding. This particular piece here is Thomas Compton Sanderson, and this is a very beautiful, ornate piece of gold tooling. And this is, again, purchased from the maker at the time. But it exemplifies as well how the arts and crafts movement was not just about making one part of something. It was all about the whole object, creating, having control of making the whole object. So, for instance, this is a Book of Common Prayer, was printed and bound and hand-tooled in completion by the Guild of Handicraft.